Good morning. Family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on days like today, warm and comfortable for a change. For those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, join us any Sunday at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for this morning opening is Psalm 112, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Praise the Lord. Happy are those who fear the Lord, who greatly delight in his commandments. Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. They rise in the darkness as a light for the upright. They are gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with those who deal generously and lend, who conduct their affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. They will be remembered forever. They are not afraid of evil tidings. Their hearts are firm, secure in the Lord. Their hearts are steady. They will not be afraid. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have distributed freely. They have given to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn is exalted with honor. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O Lord, how merciful, how awesome you are, Lord, with your love for us. Lord, the things that we've done and the things that we should have done and didn't do, we thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. We thank you, Lord, for a second chance, a third chance, and many other chances that you've given us. And Lord, today, we ask that our worship would be true from the heart, in spirit and truth, Lord, as you want. And Lord, if there's one here today who may be in distress, who may not know you, Lord, let this be a day of salvation, a day of victory for all of us. Because, Lord, because of your death, burial, and resurrection, you gave us the victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you're doing and all that you've done for us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, Marching to Zion?
Heavenly field, before we reach the heavenly, or one.
Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Congregation, please be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we've got two birthdays coming up. We have Catherine Neal on the 6th and Riley Martin Neal on the 11th. So we can sing happy birthday for two people. And anybody else has got birthdays? Anybody know anybody who's got a birthday that's not on this list? Okay, well. All right.
David.
Yes.
I got one that's coming up in March. Does that count?
Sure, we'll sing it. Happy advanced birthday. All right. All right. One,
all
two,
right.
Three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. All right, before we get to announcements, we have a card for Esther Berryman in the back there. See Frank over there? He's waving the card. It's going to be right by the offering basket, so if you can sign that. Okay, anybody else have any announcements?
I do want you to mark your calendars, please. We are in the month of February, and we will have the beginning of Lent before you really realize it. Traditionally, on the day before Lent starts on Fat Tuesday, and Mardi Gras translates to Fat Tuesday, we have a pancake supper, and there will be no exception this year. We will have pancakes available in the B building starting at 5:30. So please mark your calendar for that. If you'd like to bring a little offering with you, that would be most appreciated. And then on Ash Wednesday, we will have a chance for people that really outside of the congregation. We're going to do drive-in ashes, or I like to call them drive-by ashes, out in the parking lot from 10 to 2. And that way we get a lot of people that come by that are not members of the church. But please also join us on Wednesday evening for our Ash Wednesday service. And I'm not sure of the time yet, but that announcement will be forthcoming. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning, church.
Can't hear you. Is that one okay?
Can you hear me? Morning. I wanted to just say that today, if anyone plans on helping me celebrate Remembering Life and Sherry, I need to have you sign up because I'm going shopping this week and I need to know what's the food today. I ain't trying to have to buy stuff I really don't need. So for those, if you know, you knew her, and even if you didn't, she was a member of this church for a very long time. And if you just want to come and say a few words or not, and eat with us or not. It, even though it's Super Bowl Sunday, we'd be way out of here before that, because it's going to be right after the church. So Super Bowl ain't going to start till about 3 or 4 o'clock. And so far, with those that are good, the meal's gonna be spaghetti with meat sauce, garlic bread, salad, and some people have signed up to bring desserts. basically, and some tea. We need water, and I really need to know how many people so that we can get tablecloths and how many tables and, you know, we're going to use. So just sign up before you leave here, because I would like to have that list today, and I thank you very much.
I'm back again on behalf of Points for Lent. This is the flyer that I'm going to post on the bulletin board with the pastor's permission. It simply tells us what it's all about and gives us some suggestions for the things that we can be thankful for on a day-by-day basis. I will post it so that you can take a look at it, because I am obviously not the most prolific speaker to promote this, but I do think it's a worthy cause, and I know by the way that this church has given to other activities in the community, this is something you might be willing to support. Once again, it's the change out of your pocket at the end of every day. And most of us have it. Those of us who are a little on the lazy side of don't even leave our houses on a daily basis may not have any change the next day. I'm working on it. Thank you. This will be posted so you can take a look at it. There's two pages, the page that tells you what it's all about, and then there's a second page that tells you what you can be thankful for on different days, such as a point for every jar of jelly in your. Because I'm not sure that we always think outside the box about what we have that others may not. And this is just a little nudge to help you remember that not everybody has lights. Not everybody has a Bible. I took a look at this, and one of the things it talks about is getting coins for every Bible in your house. I'm going to have to take an inventory because I kind of collect Bibles. I have my grandmother's Bible, my mother's Bible, Bibles that my children have given me. So I'm going to have to make sure I get out of the house so I have enough coins for that. Thank you for your attention.
Good morning. O God of all mankind, you created us to enjoy your presence. You long to be near to everyone you have made. Your desire has always been for your people to be at home with you and for you to be at home with them. You are faithful, Lord, inviting us into fellowship with you and into a unity with one another.
As we prepare for receiving our tithes and offering, please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come grateful. We come thanking you for the bounty that you've given to each of us. Sometimes, Lord, we forget that all that we have is a gift from your hand, and we ask that you forgive us for our inattention. We ask, Lord, that you take our tithes and our offerings, multiply them so that they may be used to further your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
morning.
Morning.
Our reading today is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 18. Jew and Gentile reconciled through Christ. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one, and who has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen. God. You may be seated. All right, choir.
Good morning again, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Help me today to show and share your message that no matter who someone is or what they have done,
yes, Lord,
the cross of Christ is the way we can all be reconciled to God and to one another. Put an end, Lord, to the divisions we experience because ethnicity, nationality, upbringing, economic status, or any other earthly distinction that wrongly separates us. Tear down the walls between us through the power of the risen Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Better now. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen, amen. I tell you what, I got two quick announcements before I forget them. One is that we've got some suits in the lobby there that some nice person donated to us. So if you're interested, they're men's suits and they're pretty nice. Please stop by and take a look and see if you you want any. Also, I got a request this morning. The suit's a size 44. Okay? All right. Also, if you got a bulletin, could you hold it up, please? If you got a bulletin. Amen. Inside that bulletin is an insert. You see the insert? Okay. I was afraid of that. You should have there should be an insert in that bulletin, and that insert deals with a questionnaire for our newsletter that Sandra Boyington is putting together. Would you please take the time and fill that out? She's soliciting your input on how to make it a little better. Amen? And if you don't have one of those inserts, please see one of the ushers and they'll help you out. Amen? Amen. God bless you this morning. It's so good to be with you. It's a blessing to be here. My wife, she sends her love, and she says she wishes she could be here, but she's not able to. She's on a CPM machine this morning. And she's just having all kind of fun. But God bless you this morning, and we love you very much, and we thank you for your prayers, and we thank you for your kind consideration and calls for my dear wife and her in her recovery from her surgery. We want to continue or end up our series this morning on building bridges, and this is week 4, which was supposed to be last week, but that's all right. The Lord is good. Amen. Amen. So it's week 4 will be breaking barriers will be our subject today. And if you look, when you read your New Testament, it's rich with conflict between the Jews and the Gentiles. And it's because of the death of Christ and resurrection that there is a way for the two groups to come together. And Jesus is the reason that there can be peace, and he is the reason divided groups can unite. You see, folks, I don't believe there's going to be any real peace on this earth until Jesus comes. When Jesus comes, then there will be real peace. Amen? I mean, we talk about peace a lot, but hey, you know, we got balloons flying all over our country and everything, so, you know, who knows what's next? I do know this. We as Christians, we need to stay with the Lord. Because, as I like to say, we know the end of the story. We know how this is all gonna end. So, let us continue with our series this morning. I'm glad you're here this morning. So, we've been talking about bridge building, building bridges. And we've got the Bible as our blueprint. And we've talked about our toolbox, our spiritual toolbox. And now we go to the next step in our process of bridge building. Rebuilding is a key component to bridging the gap and mending broken relationships. You see, a part of this rebuilding process is that we must break barriers we face each and every day. And by breaking down barriers, reconciling and mending relationships, we become united in Christ with those who may be far off. You see, all of us who have been born again, who have been washed in the blood, who name the name of Jesus as our Savior, we are ministers of reconciliation. We are the ones, the messengers that the Lord will use to help others to reconcile and to help us to become united with Christ. So we encourage you to become reconcilers, ministers of reconciliation. You see, when love prevails, especially in the time of strong disagreements, it presents to the world an indisputable mark of a true follower of Jesus Christ. So we the world is looking at us, even right now, looking at us, wanting to see how we deal with things. How do we deal with issues in our church, issues in our city? They're watching us so they can know and they can see, and hopefully they'll see the right thing so they'll be led the right way. So if you want to be a bridge builder, you got to do this. You got to take action. You got to do something. I was encouraging my wife last night. I said, look, hon, you're gonna have to get out and get out of that bed and start walking to that bathroom. You know, you got to do it. You know, you got to do it, because if you don't, that leg's not gonna heal properly. So we got her moving. She's up moving around now, and that leg is getting stronger. But I had to convince her that, you know, hey, you got to take action. You got to take action. So we're gonna look at a few verses in the book of Ephesians this morning, where the Apostle Paul is passionately talking about the division between the Jews and the Gentiles and the reconciling work that Christ did on the cross to bring harmony. First thing I want you to realize in verses 11 and 12 of chapter 2. Cheryl, could you put that up on the screen for us, please? Oh, there you are. I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Yeah, you were too close, Cheryl. I'm sorry. Anyway, we want to look at verses 11 and 12. And while she's getting ready, let me read them real quick. It says, therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth are called the uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, and which is done in the body by human hands. So remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from the citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. So the Apostle Paul is very clear in this portion of our scripture that this is a hopeless condition of heathen living. When the last time you heard that word, heathen? You're all a bunch of heathens. Heathens. I used to hear that growing up a lot, you know. It says, you were heathen before you came to Jesus. Gentiles, we were in a desperate place. We were aliens, strangers, having no hope of being without God. So this shows that not only were they not only spiritually dead, but they also did not have access to God, to the God that the Jews enjoyed. So reconciliation is a gift for us. It's a gift. And it's used to describe two people exchanging money. That was the Greek meaning for it. But the New Testament, it picks it up as a description of people exchanging the old way for the new. Think about two people who exchange their different positions for the same position. You know, trading in an old life for a new life. In 2 Corinthians, it says this. All this is from God. 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 20. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So as we look to break down barriers among us and we prepare to build bridges, we must look to Christ as our example. When we begin the process, when we start talking about reconciling, we have to look to Christ, because he's the one that's going to carry us through this. He said, we're called the ministers of reconciliation, facilitators of divine exchange, from the old to the new, from broken to whole, from offended to hurt to forgiven. You know, one of the most powerful stories of reconciliation comes from a dear one called Corrie Ten Boom, and some of you may have heard that name before. She met her concentration camp, her prison guard, and after a talk, she gave on forgiveness. She was giving a talk, and she met the guard that was in her concentration camp, and the guard had asked her. He asked her for forgiveness. And Corrie Ten Boom reached out her hand to him and says, I will forgive you. I will forgive you. And she said what she felt was such a warm and a peaceful feeling in her heart. You know, folks, I'm not going to try to pretend like it's easy. It's hard to forgive some folks. Amen? It really is. You know, it's hard. I will attest to that. But you know what? You don't have a choice in it. You must forgive. Because if you don't forgive, what's going to happen? Your Heavenly Father won't forgive you. You see, when I start thinking about how hard it is to forgive someone, all I need to do is think about Jesus on the cross. Think about how he died. Think about how he went through and what the things that he did. He took upon my sin, your sin, the world's sin. He reconciled us to his Father. So it may be hard to forgive, but Jesus wants, as followers of Christ, we must forgive one another. We must. But as I said before, God is the one that will help us to carry us through that. Reconciliation is very powerful. And his power is rooted in Christ. You see, just as the Jews and Gentiles become one in Christ, we too can get the tools and the blueprints that we have been discussing to break down any barrier that we face in order to build the bridge that will close the gap in relationship. I would imagine right now that all of us have got some bridges to build, perhaps in our families. And if you don't, God bless you. You are truly blessed. But there's always a chasm between a family member. And you know what, folks? I've been preaching long enough to see where this all boils over. You know where it all comes to a head? When a loved one passes away. When a loved one passes away, you get to see a side of a family that you thought you would never see. The bickering, the fussing, the fighting. So we have some bridges to build, and we are responsible. We being Christians, we have got to build those bridges so that we can be all united in Christ. You see, Jesus Christ built a divine bridge by his death, burial, and resurrection He built a divine bridge for us, from us to the Father. You can only go to heaven one way, folks. I don't care what they tell you. There's only one way to the Father. One way. And Jesus told us that He is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way. He is the divine builder. So, my challenge for us this week is to be bridge builders, to break down some barriers. But like I said before, it's going to take some action. It's going to take that we're going to have to get out of our comfort zones. And we're going to have to talk to some folks that we don't normally talk to. We're going to have to say hello, how you doing, and I'm sorry to people that we wouldn't dare otherwise say. When of course my wife's not here to verify this, but my way of dealing when we first got married was I would give my wife the silent treatment. I get mad and I just wouldn't say a word. Wouldn't say nothing. We'd walk around the house, you know, just dodging each other, you know, just, you know. But finally, it would always be her. She would say, "What's wrong, honey? What's wrong? What? Why you got your lips poked out? Why you mad? Why is that frown on your face?" And finally, I would say, "You know what? I didn't like this or I didn't like that." But, you know, after a while, after we looked at each other and we talked, you see, that little issue wasn't as bad as we thought it was. What I'm trying to tell you, folks, don't let little itty-bitty things stand in the way of bridge building. Don't let little problems or little moody ways that we have, and we all got them. I do, and you probably do, too. Sometimes we don't want to be bothered. We don't want to be talking to us. We don't want to be called. Just leave me alone, you know. But that doesn't work for the Christian. It really doesn't. It does not work. We are ministers of reconciliation. We have the power through Jesus Christ to break down any barriers in this church, in this community, so that others may see the Lord. We are the salt of the earth. We are who Jesus depends on. Now, I'm going to put you out of your comfort zone just for a second. I want you to look to the front, look to the side. Anyone, go ahead and do it. Any, if you can, just look. Look around and look at somebody. And I want you to tell them this. Jesus is depending on you. Jesus is depending on you. And say this to him also. Jesus loves you very, very much. Now, why is he telling us this? Because before we can go outside, we got to start inside. Amen? We have to start inside. We are ministers of reconciliation. There's a beautiful story about on reconciliation by Emmanuel Cantalogi and Chris Rice. They shared a very, very touching story about a man by the name of Billy Neil Moore. Billy Neil Moore was a murderer. He was a murderer. He had killed someone and he was facing execution. But a preacher in that prison, a minister, led him to Christ. And one of the things that he did, he reached out to that family who had killed that family member. Reached out to him. And he told them that he had been born again and he was asking their forgiveness. And this family, they were also Christians. They told him that we forgive you. And not only do we forgive you, but we're going to petition the governor to give you a pardon. And guess what, folks? He got a pardon. He got a pardon. He got a pardon. The power of reconciliation is awesome. It is. But you have to do it. You have to do it. You see, much like Mr. Moore, we when we come to Christ, we realize in Him that any barrier can be broken. any hospitality, any hostility. So this morning or today, are you facing, is there a relational barrier that you may be facing? Or have you put up a big wall between you and somebody else? Somebody that you dare not speak to because of this or that? It ought not to be that way. And I'll say this. You can't do it by yourself. You can't break down any barriers. The only thing you'll do is make it worse. You'll make it worse. We must remember these words of Christ in John 15:5. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So folks, we can be, we can break down barriers. We can be ministers of reconciliation. We don't have to walk around with a grudge against someone or with hate or discontent in our hearts. We don't have to do that. And I can tell you this, folks, the only thing that that type of attitude or that brings about is a headache and a stomach ache and a lot of problems, a lot of health, high blood pressure. It does no good to carry a grudge around. It really doesn't. It just makes things worse. So I want us to remember this. Our church is unified as one body. We got a lot of different diversity in our church. We got individuals in our church. But we are all one body. We are many members, but one body. One body. We err when we neglect when that unity is not important, because unity is everything in the body of Christ. Jesus is our common ground. We are one body in Christ. Galatians 3:28 says this. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. You see, as we break these barriers down, that's how we become united in Christ. Division and hostility are far from the heart of God. Reconciliation is the heartbeat of the kingdom. As I close this morning, I want to give you a little illustration. And Randy or Gayla, you'll probably have to help me with this one. When you tune a piano, it all tunes to one particular source. Is that right? You tune those keys, there's one source that it gets tuned to. When we are all together in Christ, He is our master tuner. Our master tuner. You see, when we're all looking to Him for help and strength, we're all looking to Him for guidance, then we become one, all tuned to the same. And that tuning fork, if you will, is our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope I gave a good example of a tuning fork there. You see, we've got blueprints and we got tools, folks. We got plans. It's time for us to get busy. It's time for us to get started. It's time for us to start breaking down some of these barriers. So the question is, what can you do? What can I do today to build a bridge? What can you do today to close a gap and decrease the chasm around you? As I said before, it's going to take intentionality and it's going to take grits. I'm sorry, did I say grits? Did I say grit? It's going to take grit. Amen. It's going to take grit. But you know what? Through Christ, we can do it. We can do it. We can do it. So, I want you to know this morning that I want Alamo to be all about building bridges. All about building bridges. Here and on the outside. All about being ministers of reconciliation. That's what I'm praying and hoping this church is about. I want Alamo to be a place of love, a place, even though we may disagree on some things, we can still love each other. Amen? Because like I said, people on the outside are watching, but there's someone more important than that that's watching us. That's the Lord. He's got his eye on us, on every one of us. Every one of us. When you walked in here, when you came in here this morning, the Lord had his eye on you. And I'll say this. He knows why you came this morning. He knows every intention of your heart. You can't fool him at all. You can't fool him at all. It's folly to do that. So please remember to build bridges and not to cause chasms and deep divisions between each other and your family. Be a bridge builder. Be one that wants to stand up for Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he hold you ever so tight. And may he always let you know that he cares about you very, very much. Let us pray. God, in your great mercy and kindness, please, Lord, make us more like you. Take our feeble hands and make us mighty ministers of reconciliation. Give us hope to believe that through you, entire nations can be united as one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come. Anyone that may have something on their heart, on their minds. Anyone that may have a prayer request. Anyone that wants to pray. And anyone that wants to get their life straight with the Lord. This is the time to do it. You may not have time after this. We're not guaranteed any amount of time on this earth. So the altar is open. Would you please come?
And for our hymn of invitation, One Bread, One Body. One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless, and we, though many, throughout the earth, we are one body in this one. Gentile or Jew, servant or free, woman or man, no more. One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless, and we to one for all, one grace.
And I just want the congregation to know that when we deal with love, when a pastor deals with love, he's got to love you all the same way. Amen? Now, does that just stop with me? That means you also, you have to love the same way. And no, it's not easy. And yes, it's going to take some grit. It's going to take some action. But through Christ, it can be done. Amen? What in the world is he doing? What is he telling? Tell me this morning. I want you to love one another like Jesus loved you. And I want you to be ministers of reconciliation. Amen? God bless you this morning. Amen. Let us prepare for communion.
As we prepare for communion, please come as the ushers direct you down the center aisle. We will have the wafers and we will have the juice available. For those that feel uncomfortable taking from a person, we do have the pre-filled cups in the basket over here. So if you don't wish to take from the people up here, the communion stewards, please go to that basket. We do have baskets for the empty cups available. Also, as you come to the rail, we have the baskets available. Each communion Sunday, we take up a special offering for support of the Agape Ministries, and they do so much. So if you would like to give your offering at this time, please drop it in the basket and we will ensure that it gets to the Agape Ministries. And please prepare now your hearts.
Amen.
And your minds to receive the table that is open. It is the table of Christ, not the table of the United Methodist Church, not the table of Alamo, but the table of Jesus. And we do this as Jesus commanded in remembrance.
Amen. The invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with a whole heart. We in church, we have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. A great Thanksgiving.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord,
God
of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and he gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ, offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Communion stewards, would you please come forward?
Let's continue to keep all of our military personnel around the world in our thoughts and prayers for peace, for protection, for healing. All of the Americans that are around the world that need our support, our guidance, our thoughts and prayers. Our men and women in blue around the country, our first responders, hospital staff, continue to keep all of them in your thoughts and prayers. This morning, we give thanks and prayers of healing for Michelle Peck's mother, Barbara, Virginia Mollenhoff's granddaughter, Reagan, for also for Alice Tyler, Homer Vargas, Janice Walker, and James Murphy, Donna Walker, Keith Souter, and Lance Shaw. Lord, hear our prayers. Jim McMillan is recovering. He's got bronchitis, but no more pneumonia, so hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Also, Elaine Bixler is off all the meds that kept her in a coma. She is slowly recovering, so thanks be to God. Hallelujah. But continue to keep the Bixler family in your thoughts and prayers. Gene, you know, God be with you. Kathy Bedell, Vicki Bauman, Lord, hear our prayers. Laura Dixon and the Berryman family on the loss of Esther this past Monday morning, Lord, hear our prayers. And keep them in our comfort and bring them comfort in their healing. Yes. You tell me.
No. None. Okay. None at all.
Just continue to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Laura will inform Jan or Pastor when things develop. But for now, just their thoughts and prayers for comfort and healing. Also, for Rose Garcia, Frank's wife, on the loss of her brother Gilbert earlier this week. So, thoughts and prayers of comfort and healing for the Fuentes Garcia families. Lord, hear our prayers. And also, a joy for Tessie.
Amen.
Pastor called me the other day and we... talking about how, you know, she was good, and then we had to let go because he had to go. They were delivering his hospital bed, so
a CPM machine.
But Lord, hear our prayers for Tessie for a complete recovery, and it doesn't, you know, the recovery doesn't last too long. But Lord, hear our prayers. And Homer gave me something earlier this morning, and it's a prayer request. Tomorrow, February 6th, should be in everybody's thoughts, will mark the one-year anniversary on the passing of our Pastor George. You know, prayers for Bonnie and all of their two daughters and grandkids and all of the Chambers family. So just keep Bonnie in your thoughts and prayers. Lord, hear our prayers. Also, a prayer of healing and comfort for Angel. She was out in the vestibule earlier this morning. She wasn't feeling all that well, and she didn't want to come inside. But Angel, hope you get over whatever is knocked you down very quickly. Lord, hear our prayers. Prayers for Scott Jagg's family. Scott was 30, died of pneumonia yesterday, leaving three very young boys. Lord, hear our prayers for the Thomas family, the Jags family. And another joy and hallelujah. Sandy Bundy came home earlier this week. And so, she's, praise be to God that she's home. Also, for a joy and a big thanks to Steve Migosh for a couple of things that he did for the church and a couple of things he did for me. So, praise be to God and thank you, Steve, from all of the Alamo family. Pastor.
Let us pray. Lord, you told us to be persistent. You told us, Lord, that to never quit praying, to pray always, continually. So, Lord, we're going to keep praying. We're going to keep asking. And, Lord, we ask right now that you would open up our hearts, Lord. Open up our minds. So, Lord, that we may be able to walk and talk like you this coming week, even this day. And we thank you so much, Lord, for this congregation. Oh, Lord, teach us how to love. Show us how to follow. Show us, Lord, how to do the things you want us to do. Bless us, Lord, and help in everything that we undertake. May it be done with you in mind, for your love, for the betterment of the kingdom. And Lord, we thank you so much that one day we know that we're going to be there with you one day. And we know, Lord, that there'll be no more tears, no more death, no more sorrow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. But Lord, while we're on this journey, we need your help. We can't do it by ourselves. We'll fall flat on our face. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us as only you can. As only you can, Lord. And we will give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Because the Lord's Prayer was used earlier in the service, I have selected Psalm 117 for our benediction. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. And as we depart from here today, be careful of the traffic. It can be dangerous. Remember everyone less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing. And Elaine and I thank everyone for all of their prayers. She is much better but still has a long way to go. And we thank you for praying and beg that you continue. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? Lord, dismiss us with a blessing.